This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And coming up later in the month, the 107th Hope Drug Court graduation. That event, by the way, will be out at the fairgrounds at 5:15 today. Going to talk about one of the participants' events that is going to be taking place soon. Noel Crownover is in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about the project that you're working on for later this week.
So on Saturday, October 12th, we're going to be doing a helmet giveaway from 10 to 1. Basically, I did a helmet drive to promote safety in our community, and we're just going to be giving those out. We partner with DHS, and there's going to be a few prizes to give out and some free snacks, and it should be a pretty good time.
Now, I understand you did a lot of skating growing up.
I actually rode a lot of BMX. I tried to skate, but BMX was more my thing.
And what about the about skating and the helmets? Why do you think this is important?
I think it's just important to be pro-social and protect your head, protect your body, and be able to have a good time.
And how did you get this idea put together?
So growing up, a lot of my role models, they didn't wear any safety gear, and they were always just kind of partying at the skate park, and I started being like that, and eventually it led to a lot of injury.
And when you're out doing that kind of skating, I mean, some of those injuries can be pretty gnarly, pretty serious.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm just recovering from a pretty bad ankle fracture. Anything can happen.
So part of being in drug court is the participants, which you're in this one, you put together projects, so it sounds like everybody's got something different going on.
Yeah, I mean, so there's some people doing things that are, like, really relevant to what they're going through. I think this was the most important to me because it's been a big part of my recovery, still being out a part of the community and being a role model.
What's it been like to be in drug court, and how long does this process go on?
For me, it's been a little over a year. It's an intensive outpatient treatment. We work with all kinds of people on our team, from counselors to people in the courthouse, just trying to get our lives back together and learn to live sober and happy.
And what led you to deciding to go with the drug court option?
I was looking at a downward, I can't remember the exact time, but if I would have chosen the downward, I would have been facing some time.
And so, jumping into drug court, was that kind of a nervous decision?
It was a little bit nervous. I wasn't sure if I was really ready to let all that from my past go, but as I learned to live sober, I really appreciate taking that opportunity.
What is sobriety? How is that process helping you?
It's so far, I mean, it's gotten me back on track, got me off the streets. It's helped me fix my relationships, starting to pay off my student loans from college. I got a job, got a car, just get me back on track where I want to be.
And is it rough to also maybe change some of your relationships?
Yeah, it's helped me modify most of my behavior. So, I mean, I'm learning to live without conflict, having better conflict resolution styles. It's just really helped me be more conscious about what I'm doing.
You got some ideas for what you'd like to do down the road?
A lot of people have been asking me that, and I'm not 100% sure. I'm still taking it day by day. There's a lot of opportunity when it comes to sobriety. So, I mean, I'm not 100% sure.
And for the event, you said you got help from Department of Human Services to help make this happen, right?
Yeah, they actually matched the amount of helmets I got from the drive I did. They gave me about 27 helmets, and they're going to be there at the event. They're going to be having a little raffle with some cool prizes. They've just been supportive. They're excited about a community member-led project.
And you did a can drive, I guess, to make some of this happen.
Yeah. The Hyatt Oxford House actually donated about $170 worth of cans, so I really want to thank them for doing that.
So, again, it's Saturday, and if somebody's got a kid in their life in particular, a younger person who is out at the skate park, again, what time are you going to be out there?
We're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I'll most likely be there for most of the day handing them out.
And what are you looking forward to on drug court graduation at the end of the month?
I guess I'm really looking forward to everyone being celebrated for their achievements. It's a really hard process, and the guys and gals who stuck it through, I mean, really proud of that, proud of what we've done. So,
how does Judge Robert Johnson, how does he help with all this?
He makes us really think about what we're doing and what we're saying. He wants us to really be intentional and, yeah, be conscious about what we're doing.
All right. So, again, it's Saturday for the event, and then graduation on the 29th out at the fairgrounds. Do you wake up and then some days realizing that you've really made some big changes and you've got a lot better future than you maybe would have had otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, some days I get... Yeah, most of the time I'm pretty happy. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm...
But some days it's still probably rough.
Yeah, some days can be rough, but I mean, I'm pretty grateful for everything that's happened so far.
All right, well, going through drug court, you've seen a lot of success, and you've got a month ahead of other things to do to get ready for it. So congratulations on getting this far, and good luck this Saturday.
Thank you very much.
All right, 8:38 on the Morning Report.